Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. Thank you to all the loyal listeners. If you're loving what you're hearing on the show, go out and tell two friends today about the show. My hope is that you're getting great value from the show each and every day. You can subscribe to the show on about 20 different platforms. Your favorite podcast listening application is the way to go. Show your friends how easy it is to subscribe. On today's show, we're talking about interest rates. On Wednesday, Federal Reserve Chairman Powell announced the outcome of 2 days of meetings of the Federal Reserve. The Fed is a board of the heads of each of the regional Federal Reserve banks and their board of governors. The focus is often on the chair of the Federal Reserve, but the board is really made up of a committee who vote on the policy. Interest rate projections released Wednesday showed 8 of 17 officials, the Reserve Bank presidents and board of governors who participate in the Fed meetings, expect they will cut the benchmark rate by year's end from the current level in a range somewhere between 2.25% to 2.5%. 7 of these officials see lowering the rate by half a percentage point by the close of the year, and one expects just a quarter point reduction. 8 officials projected the Fed would hold rates steady, and one projected a rate increase. So as you see, they don't speak with a unified voice, but they do vote, and that determines the Fed policy. This week, the Fed announced they were holding interest rates steady at the meeting, but signaled strongly that we can expect a rate cut at the July meeting about 6 weeks from now. The guidance is for a quarter point reduction at that meeting. The Fed is seeing a slowdown in economic activity, partly due to global economic slowdown, and some link to the current trade discussions between the U.S. and China. The Central Bank's rate-setting committee on Wednesday dropped language from its policy statement, describing its stance as patient, which implied rates were on hold. Instead, it said uncertainties about the economic outlook have increased, a phrase it has used in the past during periods of rate cuts. The committee will closely monitor the implications of incoming information for economic outlook and will act as appropriate to sustain the expansion. That was quoted directly from the statement. That's code for they plan to reduce rates on signs of economic weakness. So this is a strange situation where no change in interest rates is actually newsworthy. In response to the announcement, the stock market seems to have responded positively, but the real news is that low interest rates mean that the government's out-of-control spending is going to continue to enjoy low interest rates, making their overspending less unaffordable. I'm deliberately using a double negative here because the spending isn't affordable at all, it's just less unaffordable with lower interest rates. The government borrows money through the issuance of treasury bills. The bulk of the government's borrowing happens with the longer-term T-bills, namely the 3-year and the 10-year bonds. For us as real estate investors, short-term loans are typically tied to short-term interest rates like LIBOR, and permanent financing is linked to the yield on the 10-year treasury. That's why Wednesday's news is actually news for real estate investors. Yields on the 10-year treasury fell to the lowest level since 2016. The rate now stands at 1.98%, far below any analyst's expectations. And that's a fall from 2.06 just earlier this week. That means that the rate for most HUD and agency loans is going to be solidly below 4% for the first time in a couple of years. Now is the time to position your portfolios to take advantage of the lower interest rates. If you start the process in June, by the time you exit the underwriting process in July, you'll likely see an even lower rate lock coming into your permanent financing. These financings take considerable time. The lender has to underwrite the deal, the market conditions, and the borrower. The commercial appraisal won't be ordered immediately. That's typically one of the last steps in the process and typically takes several weeks to complete. A quick scan of a couple of HUD lenders shows that these loans are pricing around 3.8% before the mortgage insurance premium, which is typically a half percentage point on top of the interest rate. Some loans, depending on the underwriting, are priced below 3.5%. These are excellent rates, which would remain in place for a full 35-year fixed rate amortization. You may get an extra fraction of a percentage off your interest rate, but that pales in comparison to locking your rate for the next 35 years. So if you want to take advantage of lower interest rates that are here now and in our near future, now is the time to start the process to rate lock for the long term. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.